Bill 1139, which deals with providing additional financing options for schools, cities, counties, concerning certain energy savings projects like water, metering systems for small towns, wind energy projects, which we're all familiar with this legislature. Bill adds increasing operating revenues through the generation of energy and renewable energy for improved metering technology to the definition of energy conservation measures. We all are trying to enact legislation that would in fact encourage efficiency and save energy. I think this legislation is one of those vehicles. We all are looking for more tools in the toolbox, and I believe this is one of those tools that will provide schools, counties, and municipalities the ability to take advantage of this. There's others in the room, other proponents that are experts in this area that are going to be testifying today, so I won't get into the details of how the legislation will work. I just hope that you'll take favorable consideration of this, and I ask for your support. And Mr. Chairman, one other thing I have is I have an amendment that I would like to put the bill in proper form. And if I could pass that out.
We have a page. We have a page. Can you pass that out, please?
And Mr. Chairman, there will be individuals that will be testifying on the amendment and brought it forth to make this this piece of legislation even clearer.
I presume, Senator, you consider this a friendly amendment?
Yes, I do.
Then moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, same sign. Bill is amended.
Mr. Chairman, with that, I am going to turn the mic over to others. I know you have a lengthy calendar, but I will stay around and be happy to answer any questions that any member may have towards the end. And with that, I just ask for your favorable consideration of the amended bill and House Bill 1139.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Further proponents of 1139.
Morning, Chairman, committee members. My name is Brian Miller. I'm a representative of Johnson Controls. The overall law that this bill relates to, South Dakota Codified Law 133B, allows public entities to finance energy conservation or improvement projects that fund themselves over a 15-year term. Currently, the law allows you to use savings in those payback calculations. What this bill does is allow us to also consider projects that increase revenue. An example would be a municipal water system that has an aged metering system. As those meters age, they measure less and less of the water that flows through the meter. So if you were to replace the meter, you'd actually see more revenue from that meter. So we're asking that you give favorable consideration to this bill.
Thank you, Brian. Further proponents.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Bob Miller with the South Dakota Electric Utilities, and I just wanted to assure the committee that with this amendment, we are in complete support of this bill. We think it will save our local governments some money and won't cause any inadvertent problems anywhere else. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Further proponents. Further proponents? Any opponents? No opponents? No opponents. We'll close the committee discussion interaction. In discussion, Senator Costin, good questions, you bet.
Mr. Meyer, I think it is, from Johnson Controls. Could you have a question? I understand what conservation means, but just improving technology doesn't save any energy. So how, I'm a little confused, you know, we have a goal of trying to conserve energy, but this is things that the controls portion of it is what municipalities should be doing on their own to return money to their you know, bottom line, but it has nothing to do with energy conservation, does it?
Sure.
Go ahead.
I'm not sure I understand the question.
Does this provide any new energy to any system, this bill, or recognition of any new energy, or does it just recognize energy that's already, or water, for example, that's already being running through the system? It doesn't create any or conserve any energy, does it?
No, it would not. In water conservation, directly, it would not conserve energy. Our company is implementing a number of these projects on a national basis, and they are seeing some conservation as a secondary benefit. Most municipal water utilities are measuring the amount of water that leaves their generation or treatment plant and then measuring it all the various places of use. But there's usually some accounting differences between the two. When you get all your meters out at the points of use up to date and reading accurately, then you can do an accounting balance between the two. And what we've found in several cases is that between the amount that's being generated and the amount that's being billed, there's a significant difference. And if there is, that allows the city or in conjunction with us to go find the leaks in the system. So in the end, it does conserve water.
Any other questions of the committee? Senator Dempster.
Really a question for any of the proponents. Help me understand what the bill does.
Basically allows, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Basically what it does is allow public entities to not only consider the amount of savings a project would generate, but revenue as well. And a water meter is an example of something that would generate revenue versus savings. Another example would be if a public entity has an emergency generator and they're only exercising it as they need to for maintenance procedures. If they were enter into a, say, a capacity credit program with a local utility company, then they could consider those capacity credits as revenue or savings for the program. Another example would be a wind generator. That wouldn't save necessarily energy, but generate energy.
So these are things that I'm going to do naturally every morning when I get up. If I can cut expenses or I can increase revenue, whether I'm a municipality or whether I'm a school district or whomever I am. Tell me what the bill does again.
The bill allows public entities to finance improvement projects over a 15-year term and right now use the savings from those improvements to pay for them. What this bill does is allow them also to consider any increased revenues the improvements would make.
You good?
Sorry to be so slow. This then identifies a stream of cash flow that I can consider, or that your company can consider, or that someone offering the financing can consider in terms of capitalizing the capital expenditure?
Good.
That's correct. It allows the public entity to consider what type of savings or revenue they could consider for the project.
One last question.
Why do I need
a bill to do that?
Right now, the 133B specifies the types of improvements that can be made under this law and the types of cash flows that can be considered. What this bill does is expands the types of improvements and expands it to consider not only savings but revenues that could be generated.
Senator Koester is next.
Thank you. If I may follow up, I am somewhat too perplexed on where we're at with them. I'm a former city official myself, and I understand that when you want to update your water meters and such, you're otherwise lost revenue. But I don't know how this is going to help. There's not another source of revenue that we're going to have to make these improvements. It's basically dealing with that 15-year period. Is that what we're dealing with here? Otherwise, I don't see the advantage of it myself as a city official. The money still has to come from the local taxpayers or from the water in there. So how does this bill, again, how is this going to help other than expand it for 15 years? Is that the benefit of this?
It's really gives the public entity a financial tool to make the improvements. Because a city could say replace 10% of their water meters every year for 10 years. But if they replaced them at all at one time, they could benefit from economies of scale. And then they have their point of use meters all updated at one time so they can do the accounting balance that I spoke of earlier.
Senator Cosby.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Can you explain, if you're the right individual, explain 133B? Is that an abatement of taxes? Or what is 133? How does that apply in the situation you're talking about to get some kind of revenue, new revenue? Kind of put all the pieces together.
Go ahead.
133B, otherwise known as the Energy Efficiency Statute, allows public entities to finance an improvement project over a 15-year term, provided that improvement has a payback of 15 years. So it's really a financial tool for public entities. That's correct. Well, private entities could consider it, but this law governs public entities.
Senator Peterson next.
Okay, for clarification purposes, we put in some new water meters. Before, a household was using 1,000 gallons a month. Now the new water meter says they're using 1,200 gallons a month. You're going to be able to use that cost difference between the old meter and the new meter to pay for the improvement. Is that what this bill does?
That's correct.
Okay.
Senator Dempster.
Is this yet another argument for home rule?
Senator Question.
One more time. I'm lost in this as a city official. My understanding is if Johnson Control would come to me and say, this is what we can do to improve this. And I say, well, as I say, we can't afford it right now. Well, you could convince me now we possibly can because of something like this. Is that correct?
That's correct.
I have to turn to the right here pretty quick, Senator Nestor. Go ahead.
So I think I've got it. If I were a private business, I could do anything I please with you. All I'd have to do is say, if I do this, this is either going to increase my revenue, decrease my expenses. I'm going to do it because it's financially rational for me to do it. But a public entity doesn't have that capacity to do that. We need a law that says to give them the authority to do what is economically rational. And you're a proponent because this, of course, would increase the number of things that you would sell to public entities.
Exactly, Senator.
Thank you. Now we're going to turn away from city officials, and now that they understand. Senator Lentz.
How much of a problem do we have? Are there quite a few public facilities that have applied for loans and can't get them because of that stipulation? Is it prevalent that they couldn't get the financing because they couldn't use the forwarding of the...
No, it hasn't created problems to this point because we haven't offered projects that increase revenues. We've only done projects that save energy, such as new heating and cooling systems or lighting systems, things of that nature. We haven't offered projects that would generate revenue because they don't meet the requirements of the law.
Okay. Now that we've had a question period, any other questions? Seeing none.
Thank you.
Where are we at? Any opponents? Have we had any opponents? We don't have any opponents. So we're in the committee discussion and or action. Do I hear any action? Move to pass. Second. Any discussion on do pass motion?
I think this is a good way to make a lemon out of lemonade. Or let me say that correctly. Make lemonade out of a lemon. And with our energy efficiency requirements, it's a win-win situation. You heard it will benefit Johnson Controls, but I believe it will also benefit the public entities of South Dakota and the consumers of South Dakota, all three.
Senator Questor.
I'll oppose the bill. I could be wrong, probably because I don't understand it that well, but I do not see the need for this. I could be wrong, but I'm just not convinced that we need this bill, so I'll oppose it.
Any further discussion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I want to be a little protective of energy conservation measures, and I don't think this is one. And I'm going to oppose it for that reason also. If this was put in another chapter, I think it would be appropriate. But when you're talking about energy conservation, we created this chapter to identify things that do actually save energy. And this does not do that. It's too bad that we don't have that kind of provision that allows, or in fact, any municipality or any entity of government for that matter, should be able to make those decisions based on return and be able to finance those, finance public projects, because they're going to return more investment in the future. But now we're starting to mix issues when we start talking about conservation, because there's no conservation that's required. And so for that reason, if they want to bring it back and amend it on another chapter, I think it's appropriate, but it's not in this one.
Any further discussion? If not, there's a two-pass motion on the floor, and the secretary will call a roll and answer appropriately as your name is called.
Dempster.
Aye.
Hansen.
No.
Klochak.
Aye.
Koskin.
No.
Lentz.
No.
McNenny.
No.
Peterson.
Aye.
Koistra.
No.
Denwald.
Aye. Four ayes, five nays. Does not pass. Any further motions? Senator Koistra.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move House Bill 1139 to the 41st legislative day.
Move to the 41st day. Do I hear a second? Second, Senator Koskin. Any discussion on the motion? Senator Glotchek.
Move a substitute motion to defer it until Thursday. Maybe because we can get some amendments worked out for Senator Koskin to address his concern about putting in the proper chapter of the code and try to work that way. So I would ask for that convenience to give the sponsor the opportunity to work out a compromise that would address Senator Koskin's issues.
It's been moved and seconded. We've moved to defer till Thursday. Any discussion on the motion? Understanding that we have three bills up Thursday. If we finish our calendar today, our agenda today, we have three bills up on Thursday, and that is our last day unless we go at night. We do want to finish. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Deferred till Thursday.
Mr. Chairman, I'll do my homework on this. Thank you.
Good. Appreciate that.